Yemen's Ansarullah movement and their allies negotiating peace in Kuwait have ruled out the possibility of allowing invaders to settle their fate. The movement says its participation at negotiations with Saudi Arabia and the loyalists of the former Yemeni regime is aimed at, quote, achieving a true peace and agreement with other Yemeni factions. Ansarullah further rejected its fighters' disarmament as a result of joining the UN-backed peace talks. Following days of delay, the Ansarullah and their allies took part at the negotiations only after the UN gave them assurances that the other parties would stop their offensive and abide by truce deal. The Saudi war has killed more than 9,400 Yemenis since it started in March 2015. Discussing this over the phone, we have Nasir Al-Omari, writer and political commentator. Nasir, it's good to have you with us on the program. Now, essentially, these peace talks in Kuwait were held with a bit of a delay, a few days of delay. They were supposed to be held on Monday, but they were held a few days after. Now, does this round have the essential effective components of reaching a reconciliation finally? And what are the guarantees that this supposed reconciliation will actually hold on the ground?
Well, it's too early to have to talk about guarantees. It's too early to talk about success in these negotiations. The problem is Yemen had a huge problem before the invasion and before the attack, the Saudi invasion of Yemen. They had a disintegrated a peace process. They had an economy that was ailing and deteriorating, and now, unfortunately, the situation is not any better. In fact, it's worse. About 20 million Yemenis are in need of humanitarian aid. Thousands have died, and what is more important, the country has become more sectarian as a result of the Saudi intervention. So that is an added element that did not used to exist about a year ago when the Yemenis were negotiating peace. So unfortunately, there's a long road ahead of the Yemenis to reconstruct a political process, given the fact that Al-Qaeda is now more active than what it used to be prior to the invasion of Yemen.
Now, let me go back to what you just stated just a while ago. Are the two sides really on the right track for hopefully down the road achieving that supposed truce and ceasefire, which will eventually hold? Because there are some experts that are saying that although this is a UN brokered ceasefire, but in the past there have been similar instances that one part, that is the Saudis, they have repeatedly been violating with total impunity. What are the guarantees that this truce is essentially something that really matters on the ground?
Well, we may have a ceasefire, but the elements needed and the ingredients needed to put together a political process are unfortunately missing. We're looking at another Iraq in the aftermath of the American invasion here, the strengthening of Al-Qaeda. We have sectarian hatred. So bringing back the Yemenis to the negotiating table is going to take a long time. Also, you're asking the Houthis to drop their weapons, and that is not in the tradition, the Yemeni tradition. Yemenis do not drop their weapons. Tribes in Yemen have their own weapons. So we have a lot of issues that will probably and unfortunately lead to the disintegration of whatever the Yemenis have been able to achieve so far in terms of ceasefire and sitting around the negotiating table.
And finally, Nasir, there are clearly certain internal factors within the region between the two sides that may be contributing to bringing jeopardy to the final outcome of such peace talks. But there are also external factors, such as the continued arms sales to Saudi Arabia by certain Western countries, such as the UK, for instance. Are we going to see an instance, hopefully brokered by the UN, in which such arms sales will be prevented or precluded?
Well, we have seen, as a result of the visit of President Obama to the region, we have heard that that different parties to this conflict will agree to stopping weapons from coming into Yemen. How that will be achieved is not clear, but I believe that there is a consensus that more weapons coming into Yemen will not contribute to improving the current situation. So I believe that we are putting a lot of hope on what will happen on the negotiating table, but it's too early to tell if we will have successful negotiations or not.
Okay, Nasir Al-Omari, thank you for your participation here.